Since it's Friday, it is time for another edition of the Mix Zoo, brought to you by our friends at Lucky Dog Motors. Renee from the Owen Sound Animal Shelter is in studio, and so is my friend Griffin. And Renee, who is this that you've brought us?
This is the lovely Allie. Allie is a one-year-old-ish spayed female, long-haired black cat. She is gorgeous. She's a little tiny thing. She's not a real big cat. Some of the long haireds that we see are like Maine Coon size and they're ginormous. This is like your forever kitten. She's just a little tiny thing, which is very nice. We don't have a lot of history on her because of the way in which she came to us, but we've spent a few weeks with her, so we know her a little better than we would have had she just come in. She loves other cats. She would really, really like a home with other cats, and she's good with children. She's a cat that loves love. She wants constant love. In fact, Griffin, she's heading your way. Here she comes.
And he's allergic to cats.
Oh no! Don't touch it! Hold your breath! Here
I'll
she
be
comes!
Fine. I'll be fine.
Here she comes! Oh gosh! We've just killed Griffin.
I feel like cats and dogs, when they know someone's either allergic to them or maybe isn't a huge fan, they immediately are attracted
here,
to them.
Like, here I am!
Here it is!
Forcing the love.
Whether you like it or
cats
not.
Cats are kind of jerkish that way.
Have you ever lived in a house with a cat, though?
I haven't lived in one, but my friend has two cats. I go over to his house sometimes.
Okay, and you've lived to tell about it, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
Should be okay.
Benadryl up. You'll be fine.
Right? Yeah, I have a few Benadryls.
That's
and then...
right. Sleep really well.
Well, if you want to consistently take Benadryl, you could adopt this cat. I'm sure that your mom.
All day, every day.
Mom
Benadryl.
And your brother and Jamie would be totally fine with it.
I'm sure mom would love a cat in the house. She's...
Yeah, there you go.
I get the allergies from her. So
now, listen, if you're petting and loving this cat and you don't have an allergic reaction, this might be the one for you. This cat could be special, and maybe you're not allergic to this one. So,
yeah, the allergy could be breed specific.
Could
you know,
be.
Maybe the
could
long-haired
be.
Ones are okay. I don't know.
Could be. Yes. Todd at the animal shelter has an allergy to Himalayan cats. How we often determine cats are Himalayan, we rub them on him. That's a true story.
If he Hold gets a rash, then we know.
That's right. Yeah. There's Himalayan in this cat. So, you know, if you're feeling fine, this could be your friend.
Oh my goodness. Well, what are your thoughts, Griffin? Seems like a pretty friendly cat.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly long-haired. It's got hair sticking out. Like someone rubbed a balloon on it.
It's exactly it.
It's true. She does look a little staticky. Well, she's super friendly. She's super cute. And if anyone's interested in learning about Allie or Griffin's new friend...
she's up against my microphone.
If you are interested in meeting this kitty cat and maybe starting the adoption process, you can call the shelter at 519-372-1123. Renee, how are we doing with puppies?
We have one left.
One puppy.
Right? It's been a busy, busy time in my world. Not only do we have those 12, we had another 4 come in, and it's been a rush. But good news, they're all getting great homes. Everybody's all lined up with their vet care. Everything's working out wonderfully. So
Excellent.
We're very happy about that.
Allie's eating my bagel.
Help! The cat's eating your bagel.
Literally licking the butter off my bagel.
She Guess she's yours now?
I'm happy to share. If you are interested in that one last puppy, I would recommend calling the shelter. Again, the phone number is 519-372-1123. A big thank you, as always, to our friends at Lucky Dog Motors for bringing us the Mix Zoo.